Module 4, Lesson 3, 9 to 12 months. At this age, your baby will most likely be settled into a 2-nap day routine with slightly longer awake times. Your little one will still need 2.5 to 3 hours of day sleep over the 2 naps. At this age, it's really increasingly important to focus on that midday nap being the longest nap of the day, as a long nap in the morning with only a short catnap in the afternoon will often lead to overtiredness and frequent night wakings because of an unbalanced distribution of sleep across the day. The awake times range from 2.5 to 4 hours across the day. Once that third nap is fully dropped, we recommend the 2.5, 3, 4 hour day routine as follows. So that's 2.5 hours awake time from the wake up time in the morning to the start of the morning nap. 3 hours awake time from the end of the morning nap to the beginning of the midday nap, and then 4 hours awake time from the end of the midday nap to bedtime in the evening. At this age, the 9-month sleep regression or other motoric developments may disturb sleep, and for more information on how to respond to this, you can check out the troubleshooting module. By 9 months of age, the majority of calories should be consumed during the day with a maximum of 1 night feed, if any. Babies are physically capable of sleeping 11 to 12 hours through the night once they weigh 7 to 8 kgs and are eating 2 good-sized portions of solids, meaning each about 180 grams during the day. That means that most babies are ready to start sleeping through the night sometime between 9 to 12 months. After 9 months of age, you can begin giving your baby solids before their milk feeds. This encourages them to eat more solids and to slowly make the transition to making solid food their primary source of nutrients. This is where solid foods begin to replace milk feeds, and the overall milk intake of the day begins to slowly decrease. Keep in mind that too many night feeds at this age can also dampen your child's appetite for solids during the day. At this age, 3 to 4 milk feeds during the day and 1, maximum at night, is an appropriate expectation. For examples on how you can healthily balance milk and solid intake, you can check out our recommended age-appropriate day routine. It's important at this age to ensure that your child is eating enough food containing protein and iron. So for example, red meat, liver, egg yolk, lentils, and chickpeas. However, do keep in mind that protein can be hard to digest and may disturb sleep, so you want to avoid high-protein foods at dinner time and give those at lunchtime instead. Go to your worksheets now and answer the questions for Module 4, Lesson 3, Realistic Nighttime Expectations.